The other thing I'm getting really sick of is the younger black generation all look like to me. I was watching YouTube, listening to people talk about what Umar Johnson recently said about that Jonathan Majors case, which, by the way, I'm not black and I agree with that shit. What he said about the white woman was absolutely correct. What he said about Eminem, believe it or not, I definitely agree with it. I can honestly tell you that white people totally understand where he's coming from, because that's what we do to our culture. We gatekeep our culture. Again, I can pull up episodes from the first season where I told black men, I said, you know, the problem is that you are not allowed to gatekeep your culture. Everybody can ransack and pillage your culture, but the second you try to do someone else's culture really well, no. All these black people that are calling this Umar guy a racist for that, you guys are all cool. You're all a bunch of samples. You think that white people are going to agree with what you're saying, have your backs, but no, I'm just going to call you a. You're a. I'm sick and tired of black. You guys fucking make me sick. Umar Johnson was also very correct. You can't come to any other part of the world and be good at anything in any other cultures. They won't let you. Black people have to stop giving up their culture and then wondering why the white man calls them a. You know, and that's another thing I want to say to the black people. All of this pro-Trump talk that you're doing. Notice, I see more black people in YouTube videos talking about how they're pro-Trump, and I don't see any white people in videos saying that they're proud of their black brothers for choosing Trump. And that immediately tells me that as soon as Trump gets elected, all of those white people are going to look at the black people and say, thanks for your vote, n***er. The fact that you 20-somethings, man, you black 20-somethings and 30-somethings, the fact that you guys think that we're somehow living in a post-racial America, the fact that you think white people don't hate your fucking guts, I mean, none of you have received your wake-up call. That's all that says to me. I mean, for black people, America is escape for New York. And it's really, I'm very fascinated with the black angle in this country, because I know that ultimately the goal is to. The goal of America is to people. That is the goal of this country. And yet you've got black people here just trying to suck up to whites. The goal is to make about you. They hire black people to give you the illusion that they're not racist. And it's an illusion that black people fall for all the time. But one thing I can say, and I can say this confidently, and some of us will be looking out for you. Don't worry about that. Some of us people here, some of us see this shit. We see what you're going through here. You know, I have more black friends than most white people watching my content. If anyone should have a reason to hate black people, it is me. Yeah, I'm in a very affluent neighborhood, and at least four, in the time that I've been recording this, at least four black people that I know have driven by and waved at me. And white people here have a problem with the fact that I know so many black people. Until they find out that I'm Swiss and that I have nothing in common with them, then they begin to understand what's really going on in Eggie's mind.